Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the program. I'm your host, Gary Zimek. So glad that I can be back with you this week as we take a look at the Mass readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter. The message today, and this is a message you've heard before. This is a very popular message. And I just want to say before I give you the theme, that the tendency is when we're so familiar with something, or when it might sound a little bit vague and even, I hate to use the word, but even fluffy, we can sometimes just overlook it or become desensitized to the message. I'm going to encourage you to not do that today. Let's really, and I need to focus on this too, let's really do our best, and we'll pray about this before we start the program. Let's do our best to let the Holy Spirit speak this message into our hearts and give it a new importance. The message, love one another, right? So common, so well known, you know, that we want to be careful that we don't overlook the importance of this message. So as we look at these Mass readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter, let's pray that the Holy Spirit really emphasizes and touches our, emphasizes the message and touches our hearts with the need to love one another. Why? Because Jesus said that we need to do that. Anyway, great to be back here with you. Hope you make yourself at home for the next 30 minutes as we look at these Mass readings. Just to put things, sort of frame where we are in the liturgical year, this is the sixth, we're going to look at this, the readings from the sixth Sunday of Easter. Now, next week, obviously, the seventh Sunday of Easter. However, in some dioceses, the Ascension is transferred to the Sunday Mass for next weekend. So next week on the program, we'll sort of do a combination of both. We'll look at the readings for the seventh Sunday of Easter, and we'll also touch on the Ascension. I want to make sure that you get that I touch on everything based on where you are located and what your particular diocese does. And then after that, it's Pentecost Sunday. So we are just about very close to the conclusion of the Easter season. Hard to believe, isn't it? 7 weeks, and we're just about at the conclusion. But we're not there yet, so we're not going to stop speaking about the resurrection and the importance of really celebrating the risen Jesus. With that in mind, why don't we do this? Why don't we pray, and then we'll get right into the official opening of the show. Now that I've talked for about 3 minutes, this is not the official. This is the pre-show show. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, as always, thank you for the great privilege of being present with us. Father, we know right now that you can hear our words. We know that you can see us. We know that you love us. And we know that you are bigger than any problem or any challenge that we could ever face. You're completely in control of our lives, of the world, of the entire universe, Father. Nothing can happen without your permission. So we're grateful that we are alive. We're grateful that you have allowed us to be alive on this day and in your presence. We thank you, Father, for adopting us as your children. We thank you for sending Jesus into the world to redeem us. We thank you for allowing him to rise from the dead, to completely defeat death, and to open up the gates of heaven for all of us. Father, we lift up our intentions. We pray for our family, for our friends, for those who have asked for our prayers. We pray for those who are hurting in any way today, those who are lonely, those who are grieving, those who are discouraged or hopeless. Father, we pray for healing for the sick. We pray for the souls in purgatory. We pray for the United States. We pray for peace in the entire world. We pray for our church. We pray, Father, that we can do your will this day and every day. And you'll give us the grace to avoid committing any sins and the strength and the resolve to cooperate with that grace so that we can do what you would like us to do instead of what we want to do. Father, I ask that you send your Holy Spirit upon me so that I can deliver the message that I'm supposed to deliver, the message that you would like me to deliver today. And please open all of our hearts and all of our minds to be receptive to your message. And as always, Father, we ask these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek, and we come your way this once each week for 30 minutes for this program. And I'm grateful first to you for listening to the show. I'm grateful to all of the Catholic radio stations across the country who carry the program over the air. And I'm also grateful to the podcast services who provide this program in podcast form. So however you listen to it, I thank you for listening, and I thank you for your prayers, for your support of my ministry, and I thank you for your positive comments. I really do. It means a lot to me. I just want to direct you to my website if you need more information about the work that I do, or if you want to pre-order a copy of my new book, which is called Find Peace in Advent. You can go to followingthetruth.com. for all of that information. All right, I think I'm going to cough, so I have to take a sip of my water. I felt it coming. You know, it's really a tough feeling when you start to feel a little tickle, and you have to speak for a while. So anyway, the water did the trick. I have my water with a slice of lemon in it today, and I am all ready to get started. So why don't we do that? Why don't we look at these Mass readings? Again, this is the Mass readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter. The theme, I prayed about it, and I read over the readings, I prayed about it before the program started, and the theme that I'm getting when you combine all these readings is love one another. As we do each week, we will read the gospel first, we'll let the gospel lead the way, and then we'll look at the other readings to sort of back up the gospel and support the main theme. So with that in mind, let's look at it. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17 is our gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." You know, I could honestly stop right there. And if we would just understand that, that would make life so much easier, wouldn't it? And it, you know, but it's hard. It's hard to fully comprehend that statement. Jesus saying, "As the Father loves me," with an unconditional and perfect love, "so I also love you." And you know, because of our fallen human nature, because of the fact that our human love is imperfect, even though we might strive for unconditional love, that is love without any conditions, I'm going to love you no matter what, you cannot do anything to make me love you any more or any less. That's really the gist of unconditional love. Because we have a struggle, we struggle to understand that. It's difficult for us to appreciate how much the Lord loves us. So it's an important statement. And again, we're going to hear a lot of things about love one another. We're going to hear about love today. Try to really appreciate it. And you know, I prayed at the beginning of the show that the Holy Spirit would open our hearts so that we could really process the message today. Because it's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good messages here. Remain in my love, Jesus said. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. Obviously, what the Lord is telling us that He's going to love us unconditionally, no matter what. But when we, the problem lies with us. It doesn't lie with Jesus, and that's the trick. When we choose to not keep His commandments, when we choose what we want over what the Lord wants, which is known as sin, then we sort of damage the loving relationship that we have with the Lord. Again, He's going to love us with a perfect, unconditional love. We can do damage to that relationship or love Him less than we should when we don't keep His commandments. I have told you this, Jesus said, so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. See, Jesus wants us to experience the joy of a relationship with Him and with His Father. This is my commandment, Jesus said, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. This I command you, love one another. Now, you know, it's pretty clear, the commandment to love one another. That's what Jesus is saying. And He's telling us that if we want to really have a loving, healthy relationship with Him, we need to do as He tells us. We need to follow His commandments, not out of fear, not out of a sense of duty even, but out of love. Because ultimately, following the Lord's commandments, that's an expression of love. That's what it should be. And remember, you and I have talked about this before. Love is not a feeling. Love is a conscious decision. Love is a choice. Yes, there can be feelings that flow from love, but there doesn't have to be. And that's where we sometimes get confused. Well, I don't like this person. Well, it doesn't mean you can't love them. Believe me, there are plenty of people who I have a hard time with, who I don't especially like, but I can still love them. A struggle? Yes, it is. It's a struggle to not a good choice of words, but I think it's the appropriate word. It's a struggle to force ourselves to love somebody we don't like. But that's what it takes. Now, we could also pray for the person, pray for our feelings of love to increase. Sometimes that can happen. But there are going to be times when you just have to love somebody, meaning you want what's best for them. And if there's something you can do for them to help them, you will do it. Doesn't mean you have to be their best friend and go out to dinner with them. Sometimes it means praying for that person. I mean, I would say it always means praying for someone. If you love someone, you should pray for them, whether you like them or not. But that's what we are called to do. I can't water this down. I can't sugarcoat it. That's what Jesus said. So with that in mind, let's look at the first reading now. And it's from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, and it begins in verse 25. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears Him and acts uprightly is acceptable to Him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. And then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you look at this first reading, you look at this theme of love one another, sometimes, or I'd say at first glance, it's not obvious where the connection lies. Where's the love one another message here? But I think if we look at a little closer, we'll see it. The fact that the Gentiles, some of the Jewish Christians, didn't want to associate with the Gentiles because they were so used to not associating with them. But through the Holy Spirit, the gifts given to the Jewish Christians were also given to the Gentile Christians. Because we're all connected. Everybody's connected in the Spirit. So, you know, this idea of the Holy Spirit, well, so the idea of love one another means to the Jews at the time, you got to love the Gentiles as well. How can we do that? How can we love people that we don't like or that we view as, you know, you see a lot of division in the world nowadays, even in the Catholic Church. There's division. This person's too conservative. Well, this one's too liberal. And, you know, we fight sometimes, even though we're within the church. How can we really love people in the way that Jesus wants us to love them? And, you know, ultimately, true love is doing what's best for the person, even if it means, as Jesus said, laying down your life for them in some way, not always physically, but, you know, doing something for them, putting them first, maybe when you don't feel like it. The key really lies in the Holy Spirit, and that's what we see in this first reading. We are given the Holy Spirit. When we're baptized, we first receive the Holy Spirit to enable us to love with the heart of Jesus. And that's what it comes down to. We have the Holy Spirit, and therefore we are able to love even those whom we might consider unlovable. So continue. I would recommend that you continue to call upon the Holy Spirit to help you with that. I know I have to help you love those who maybe aren't that lovable to you. Let's look at the responsorial psalm, Psalm 98. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. And remember, you know, this is a manifestation of God's love. He didn't just come to save the Jews, the chosen people. Jesus came to save the Gentiles as well. So his love, nobody is excluded from his love. And in fact, even people who aren't Christians. Nowadays, we sometimes forget that people who are not Christians, the Lord loves them too, and he wants them to become members of the one true church. Because he loves them. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power, not to just some of the nations, but to all of the nations. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands, right? That love of God extends to everyone. And therefore, as his representatives, as the hands and feet of Jesus in the world, you and I are also called to love others as Jesus loved them. You know, the role of a Christian is not for the faint of heart. It's tough. We have to do things that we might not want to do. And that's where it becomes challenging. Becoming a Christian is a life-changing experience. And unfortunately, sometimes it gets so watered down that we don't realize it. You know, I've told you my story that for years, all I did was go to church. That's what all I thought I had to do in order to be a good Catholic. But there's so much more to it than that. And the more I've realized that, it gets a little intimidating. But that's why, with the help of the Holy Spirit, that's why the Holy Spirit is so important, because with the help of the Holy Spirit, it becomes less intimidating. And we realize that we are given the help we need to love everyone and to share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone, even when we might be tired or don't feel like doing it. The second reading now is the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. But, and if you, I don't think you're going to have trouble finding how this relates to the love one another theme. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. So God sent his Son into the world because he loves us. He loves us. And as Jesus said, if you want to remain in my love, then keep the commandments, just as I have kept my Father's commandments. So we do have that responsibility. And this is how we remain in a good, loving, healthy relationship with our Lord, by loving one another, by obeying all of his commandments, but in particular, loving one another. It's so important. And honestly, and look, I'm not speaking as, and I hope you don't think that I'm speaking as someone who has this mastered, because I really don't. I mess up at this a lot. But if you look on social media, and that's why I don't use it as much as I used to. I just kind of got frustrated with it. It's social media, in particular Facebook, has been very helpful to me in getting out my word, my message. It helps me to really spread the good news of my ministry, what I want to share. Facebook has been very helpful to me, but I've grown frustrated with it because it has become such a nasty place, and it's difficult to see that all the time, because certainly you don't see a lot of love on social media these days. You see a lot of nastiness, and sometimes I can't believe just how nasty people can become. I don't know, there's something about sitting behind a keyboard that really brings out the worst in people sometimes. But, you know, we are called to love one another. That means thinking kind thoughts. That means saying charitable things and not saying uncharitable things. And also doing charitable actions, being kind to people in thought, in word, and in deed. That's really what it comes down to. And that's how we literally love one another. Sometimes it's a matter of not saying the nasty thing that we want to say. Even if you don't always say something good, loving a person can be expressed by you not saying something nasty. So, you know, if you want to start small, there you go. Just try to hold your tongue or hold your fingers if you're doing it on the keyboard, and therefore you will be showing love for one another. So, look, it's a lot to think about, and I would recommend that you really pray about it, stay in touch with the Holy Spirit, and especially ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you as to the ways that you're maybe not loving others the way he would like you to. Sometimes we get so used to, we get so desensitized to sin that we lose sight of the fact that we might be committing sins. So, you know, try not to overlook this message today of loving one another. You start with the people in your household, if you have people that you live with. Because primarily, they're the ones that you're going to practice this on. They're the ones surrounding you. And they're the ones who you have the greatest chance to either love the way Jesus commands or to not love. But also the workplace, if you're in school, your church, people you run into in the grocery store maybe, people who you're driving on the road with, right? I mean, you talk about a chance to love other people. There's some crazy stuff that goes on the road when you're driving. And there are many occasions for you to lose your cool and to react with anger. But every one of those occasions is also an opportunity to love. Just by, you know, not making that gesture that you want to make or yelling out the window at a driver, that's a means of expressing your love. So there's a lot to think about here. The Lord talks a lot about love, but it's so important. It's so important. God is love. And as St. John tells us in that second reading, if we don't love others, if we don't love our neighbor, then we really can't say we know God, because he's all about love. He is love. And if we find ourselves to be unloving, then we need to know him better, and we need to do a better job at loving others. And remember, you got the Holy Spirit to help you. This is not all a matter of doing it on your own. Don't rule out the sacrament of confession. The sacrament of confession is very helpful, especially when it comes to times when we mess up, whether we're committing sin or we're not loving others the way we should. Go ahead and confess it, because not only will we get that absolution, that forgiveness for our sins, but we'll get the grace that we need to fight against it in the future, so then it becomes a little easier to not commit that sin or to love that person who you find very difficult to love. The grace we receive in confession is a tremendous help, but we still have to do the work. We still have to cooperate with that work, with that grace. But why try to do it on our own? You know, it's like driving a car without power steering. It's hard. Power steering makes it so much easier. And that's why the Lord gives us his grace through the Holy Spirit, poured out through the Mass and all of the sacraments, including confession, to help us to do what is not possible for us. And when we have that grace, suddenly the impossible becomes possible, and we are able to love in some way, not perfectly, but in some way, in a similar way to the way Jesus loved, putting others first. All right, that's the message for this week. And I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you have questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I invite you once again to look at my website, followingthetruth.com, maybe to book me as a speaker, to lead a parish mission, to give a one-night talk or a retreat. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you'd like to make a donation to my ministry, you can do it there as well. So again, thank you for listening. You know I'm praying for you still every day. If you wouldn't mind praying for me, I would appreciate it. I look forward to joining you again next week on the program. Have a fantastic week. God bless you. Talk to you next time.